Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbefeye, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you. It's been a while and it's great to be back on. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, How to Develop an Empowered Mindset. How to Develop an Empowered Mindset. Now, if you're following this podcast, one of the things I talk about a lot is the power of the mind, the role of the mind in helping you to become who you want to become and to achieve your dreams. Your mind is key to you living a successful life. You cannot separate a man's mind from the quality of his life. That is why you have statements like from the scriptures actually that says that as a man thinketh, so is he. That means that the extent of your ability to succeed in life or to achieve great things has a lot to do with the state of your mind. Life, death, success, everything comes from your mind. That's why there's this other popular quote I like that says that if you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're also right. Which means that it is what you think that comes or that happens in your life. And that is why it is important for you to be deliberate about building a strong mindset. Because if you don't build a strong mindset, then your mindset will sabotage whatever your desires are or your efforts are. Today, I want to talk specifically about how to develop an empowered mindset. I want to talk about having an empowered mindset against having a disempowered mindset. And to talk about that, I'm going to be sharing a concept called the locus of control. How empowered your mind is depends on where your locus of control is. Now, the term locus of control was actually coined somewhere in the early 50s. The principle of locus of control is about people's perception or belief about what controls their life. Some believe that they control their lives or life is controlled internally. And others believe that no, life is controlled externally. That is, others determine what happens to them or situations determine what happens to them. And that is what determines their locus of control. Now, everyone has a locus of control. It's like a dial. You are somewhere on the spectrum. There is, of course, a spectrum from people who believe that everything is totally within their control, and people believe that everything is totally out of their control, while some try to strike a balance between the two. At any point in time in life, you can actually choose to have an empowered mindset or to have a disempowered mindset. Someone with an internal locus of control is someone who has an empowered mindset. An internal locus of control means that you are accepting full responsibility. It is an attitude of full responsibility for your life. It is the point where you understand that there is no one else who will take responsibility for you. And that is what it means to choose an empowered mindset. Someone with an empowered mindset will take full responsibility for their strength, their weakness, and will continuously evaluate themselves. Someone with an internal locus of control, which is an empowered mindset, will believe that, look, I'm in charge of my life. I'm the one that will determine my future. Yes, with God by my side. Yes, with the word of God by my side, but I have to take responsibility. Someone with an internal locus of control will accept the fact that, yes, there's no need for me to be fearful. There's no need for me to waste time. All I have to do is fully commit to the process of giving my life everything that I've got. People with an empowered mindset focus on achieving their goals and achieving their dreams. And the fact is that we will only ever commit to our goals or get the outcomes that we want in life if we believe that we are capable of fulfilling them. You can only achieve a goal if you believe that you're capable of fulfilling it or of achieving it. And you can only do that if you adopt an internal locus of control, which is an empowered mindset. I hope you see how all these things link together. You can only fully commit to all those goals and all those plans that you have. You can only have all those outcomes that you desire if you believe that you can achieve them. And you can only believe you can achieve them if you adopt an internal locus of control. Those who have an external locus of control or a disempowered mindset will always say that, oh, it's the way life has treated me, it's the circumstances of my birth, it's somebody else's fault, it's the economy's fault, that's why things are not working out the way they want. They will just spend their lifetime going round and round in circles, remaining in their present state. No matter how broad their vision is or how great their vision is, they typically never have the confidence to step outside of their comfort zone. And even when they do, at the slightest challenge, they're like, okay, the situation has taken over. So what is the key thing I'm sharing with you today? That number one, your mindset is key to you having a successful life. You can't ignore the state of your mind. You can't ignore what goes on in your mind. You can't ignore the kind of mindset that you have. So the first step in living or developing an empowered mindset is to evaluate the state of your mind. And in doing that, to check your locus of control. Is my locus of control internal or external? Do I blame everybody for the situation that I'm in? Do I blame the circumstances? Do I blame my spouse? Do I blame the nation? I'm not saying those things don't have their own place, but do I put all the responsibility on them for where I am today, which would mean that your locus of control is external? Or is my locus of control internal, and do I take responsibility for my life? Do I take charge of my life? Do I say, in spite of the hand that life has dealt me, in spite of the situation I found myself in spite of the economy or what is going on in the government, this is what I'm going to do. When you think like that, when you have that kind of mindset, then you have started to develop an empowered mindset. And that is the key, and that is crucial to developing a successful life, a successful business, a successful relationship, to developing success at any level. My task for you this week is to take some moments of self-reflection. And to ask yourself, to look at these two different mindsets and ask yourself, what exactly is my mindset? Of course, you have to be true to yourself. What exactly is my mindset? What is my natural inclination? Am I inclined to have an external locus of control? And you can actually tell someone who has an external locus of control by their words. If you listen to them long enough, they will blame somebody within a few minutes. I mean, I remember overhearing a remark a few months ago from someone who said, "You made me forget. You made me forget." And I'm like, how does someone make you forget? I mean, that is just shows you how external that person's locus of control is. The person forgot something and can't even take responsibility for forgetting, to say, "Oh, I forgot." Rather, that person is blaming another person for making them forget. And I remember the lady was asking, "How did I make you forget?" So, you can tell where your locus of control is. You can tell where your locus of control is. And when you do that, you then begin to adjust your dial to ensure that as much as possible, your locus of control is internal and that you are taking responsibility for your life. That is the first step. Take full responsibility for your life and take charge, because you are in charge. Then begin to make decisions and take actions that will lead you to your desired end. I hope you have found this useful. I hope you have found this interesting. Do remember to share with friends and family. And if you're on iTunes, I would love you to drop a comment. Till next time, take care of yourself. God bless you. Bye.